Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi rabbil alemin. Vessalatu vesselamu ala seyyidil mürselin. Seyyidina Muhammed ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ve sellem teslimen kethira. Esselamu aleykum ve rahmetullahi ve berekatuhu. This is Imam Zayd Shakir. We're coming to you from the premises of Zaytuna College, your Muslim college, 30 lights for 30 nights. Ramadan reminders. Brothers and sisters, tonight we want to remind you and myself, Ramadan, in addition to being a time for fasting, a time for special prayers, a time for the Qur'an, it's also a time for charity. The Prophet ﷺ, as related by Ibn Abbas, is described in the following ways. قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس وأجود ما يكون في رمضان هنا يلقاه جبريل فيدارسه القرآن. The Prophet ﷺ is described as being the most generous of people, and Ibn Abbas mentions the time he was especially generous was in Ramadan when Jibril would come to review the Qur'an with him. One of the reasons for that, brothers and sisters, as he's reviewing the Qur'an, he's coming across verse after verse after verse, encouraging the believers to spend. One of the first characteristics of the believers in the Qur'an, Allah Ta'ala mentions, أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in the unseen. This is the first description of the believers in the Qur'an based on its final arrangement. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, they undertake regular prayer. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and from what we have bestowed upon them, they spend. So charity and the encouragement to spend is an integral part of the Qur'anic message. So as the Prophet ﷺ is reviewing the Qur'an with Jibril, he's reviewing the verses on spending. And this encourages him to spend. So he was most generous anyway, but he was especially generous in Ramadan. So brothers and sisters, beautify your fast with charity. Even if you don't have much, everyone has a nickel. If you can only give a nickel, give that nickel, because that can open up the gateways, the floodgates of blessing in your life. That nickel, if you're unemployed, that nickel might be the key to finding a job. Because even though you could use it, and you could have gotten something for yourself with it, you gave it in charity for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah recompenses, it's from His unlimited grace and bounty. In exchange for what you have given, what we might give from our limited resources. So brothers and sisters, take advantage. Charity, charity, charity. Just as we pray, we fast, we spend, even if it's a little. If we don't have a nickel, we can smile. Smiling in the face of your brother or sister is charity. Don't meet the world with a countenance that portrays doom and gloom. Meet them with a cheerful countenance. Keep the sobriety in your heart. Walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 30 lights for 30 nights. Ramadan reminders. May Allah Ta'ala bless all of us to be reminded by each other, through each other, with each other, and to collectively make a stronger, more wholesome, more loving ummah, community. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Imam Zayd Shakir from Zaytuna College. Ramadan Mubarak. Kul amin wa antum bi khair.